You're listening to Awaken the Healing, Reclaim Your Life, the podcast that's raising consciousness one listener at a time. We'll empower you through the shared knowledge of how to physically, mentally, and spiritually change your life and understand that we as humans have a much deeper purpose. Please welcome your host and self-empowerment expert, Trenaise.
Welcome to Awaken the Healing, Reclaim Your Life. This is episode 29, Overcoming Fear. Today, we were supposed to start discussing chapter 11 in the book Doors of Light, but something really started to bother me last week as I began to prepare that lesson. It was a thought that wouldn't go away. When you're sensitive, you pick up things all the time, and it's not always easy to know where they're coming from. But this thought was about you. It was about many of you who are listening to this podcast on a regular basis. I started to feel your thoughts and the challenges you're beginning to face as you have embarked on this new path with me. I would like to address some of those challenges and try to help you see past your fears and negativity in order for you to continue on your spiritual path to creating the life of your dreams. Because this is one of your first tests. Overcoming your fear of the unknown. You must overcome your fear in order to continue to grow. Everyone who gets exposed to this life-altering information begins to experience fear at some point. You have to go through the valley of fear, so to speak, in order to reach the mountaintop. The fear begins to creep in after you start realizing that if you implement this knowledge, your life will change. You find yourself having to decide if you will continue to learn more or if you will run away from this unknown path and return to your old world of the known. I'm going to give you an analogy, one that Spirit gave to me about the spiritual journey that we're all on. It will help you to understand why the fear must be overcome in order for you to continue on your path and to create the life of your dreams. Let me first stress that fear is your greatest enemy to finding joy and manifesting the life that you want to live. The other enemy to realizing your dreams is negativity. These two can prevent you from ever experiencing the life that you want to live. They will block your ability to experience joy, peace, good health, love, abundance, and everything that is good and waiting for you to receive it. We've briefly discussed negativity, but we will talk more about it today because it is the right hand of fear. A negative mind is a fearful mind. They go together like peanut butter and jelly. When you see one, the other is at hand. Chapter 11 will give you tools to help you overcome these enemies to your dreams, but you will have to use those tools. No one can do it for you. You must take this journey for yourself, but the journey is in the mind. And just like Tatiana said so beautifully in the last episode, the battlefield is in the mind. Spirit has given us tools to free ourselves from this self-imposed nightmare. But what good are the best of tools if they are never used? You must put what you learn into practice. That's the only way it can help you. I can only tell you what to look for and how to avoid it, but it's up to you to decide to follow my words or not. The guidance comes from Spirit, not from me. I'm just the channel through which these words come to you. You always have a choice to listen or not to listen, but know that whatever choice you make, there will be consequences for your actions. You must figure out which path you are prepared to face. One path will ask you to sacrifice today by taking 5 minutes to meditate or by becoming conscious of how you feel in order for you to have all that you desire tomorrow. But the other path will tell you that you don't have to sacrifice anything. You don't need to meditate. You don't need to become conscious of your thoughts. But I promise you, you will pay for that path with your very life. Each action has consequences. You just have to decide which path you will take because consciously or unconsciously, everyone is on one of these paths. And the way you can tell which path they've chosen is by looking at their manifestations. What kinds of fruit are they bearing in their life? That will tell you the path that they're on. You have to look at everything. The spiritual journey is a journey of the unknown. It will take you to places that you didn't know existed. Now, for some, this could sound like an exciting adventure that they've been waiting for all of their lives. But for others, this could sound daunting and scary. And for most, it will be the latter. Why are we, as a species, so afraid of everything? We have been bred on fear, raised to fear everything that we don't understand. We have forgotten that we are here to embrace the unknown. We are spiritual pioneers in a foreign land. Your fear will prevent you from finding your happiness and realizing your dreams. That's why it's one of your greatest enemies, and it must be overcome. Fear and truth is only an illusion, but it is a powerful illusion if you give your energy to it. Most people you know are living a manifestation of fear. We've just been conditioned to accept this way of life. Their life is literally a manifestation of everything that fear creates. This seems unreal, but it's really an unfortunate truth. It has become common to live in fear, and too many people think that it's normal. Fear creates poor health, bad relationships, poverty, sickness, disease, pollution, and I could go on and on. But the first three are enough. You see this everywhere. Poor health, bad relationships, and poverty. Remember, poverty is a state of consciousness. It really has nothing to do with money. But just like I said, these things are so widespread that we think it's normal to experience them. We become conditioned to accept lives filled with fear, and we fear letting them go. That's what's going on now with many of you. You have to choose if you're going to let this known experience go and follow a new path, the spiritual path, which is unknown, or if you're going to just accept the life that you've been living. There really shouldn't be a question about this, but you've been conditioned to accept living a life that you really don't want to live, staying on a job that you hate, hanging out with people that you really don't like, and on and on. You begin to believe that some things are just out of your control. And when you do this, that's how you become a prisoner of fear. You settle for the known as opposed to facing the unknown. If you polled half the world and asked them which life would they prefer to live, the one with good health, loving relationships, and abundance in all its forms, or one filled with bad health, bad relationships, and poverty in all its forms, which one do you think they would choose? Well, we know what everyone would say. But in truth, in reality, when given that choice, most people choose to experience the one filled with the manifestations of fear. And why do most humans do that? For one, they don't really believe that it's possible to have a life filled with everything that they desire because they see so many living in a contrary situation in life. And the biggest reason is that they never overcome their fear of the new and the unknown because they are frightened away very easily by their own imagination of what they believe awaits them. Fear is the reason. I'm going to tell you that you are able to create the life of your dreams, that you are able to heal yourself of any illness that you can ever experience. You are the creator of your experience. You have been given this power, the power to create. And everything that I've said to you is very real and very possible. It's already true for many, but those few people who are already living a conscious life are the minority in this world. They are rare, very rare indeed. Remember our previous episodes. We've been building up to this. When we spoke about building true wealth in episode 25, this is what we were talking about, that you can create all that you desire You just have to change your perspective of the world that you live in and begin to see the abundance and beauty that surrounds you, as opposed to giving your attention to the negative things. A true state of wealth creates all the things that you want in your life because it is a state of consciousness and it's very real. Every state of consciousness has its manifestations, and those of wealth consciousness manifest abundance, good health, loving relationships, joy, peace, and so on. Fear also has a state of consciousness. It is a state of consciousness, and it has its own manifestations, which we mentioned earlier. Fear is created through the absence of love. You will experience fear when love is not present. They cannot exist at the same time. You are either living in a state of fear or one of love. It's your choice. I'm going to give you an example of the journey that you are now facing. Right now, most people are enslaved by their fears. They allow their fears to control them. They are the voluntary prisoners of fear because they can choose at any time to let them go. We're going to compare this enslavement to the former slavery in the United States, the slavery that my ancestors faced in this country. And many have faced slavery all around the world, but the slavery here in the United States was quite unique because they bred slaves. They created them by creating a slave consciousness. And that consciousness was filled with fear. I'm not going to go into those details, but I will use this analogy because it's a good one. Most slaves couldn't read or write because it was against the law. Many learned how to read and write in secret because it was dangerous if their slave masters found out. They could actually lose their lives because of it. There were laws in place to prevent them from learning. Now, why is that? Why is knowledge a threat to those that are in power? I'm going to ask you some questions, and I just want you to think about them. Knowledge is a potential threat to those in power because if you know how to apply what you've learned, you can free yourself. Now, let's talk about a slave mind. Fear was used to control the slaves. Fear of death, or your children being taken away, or whatever they could use to control the population of slaves. Whenever a slave successfully made it to the north to freedom, they would send word to their relatives and friends that they were safe in the new land, the land of freedom. I want you to think of yourself as one of those slaves for just a minute. As a slave, the very thought of running away would cause you to become paralyzed because you knew if you were caught trying to run, it was immediate death or amputation. And usually death. That's enough to stop anybody from trying to run away from their enslavement. And that's what the slave masters were hoping for. They were hoping that they instilled enough fear in the slaves that they would never try to be free. But obviously, it wasn't enough because I sit here today as a Black woman who is free in this land. And my freedom was gained through the fearlessness of my ancestors. They didn't stop running in spite of the fear. Change is never easy. You have to be willing to let go of what is known to venture into the unknown. Sometimes your fear of the unknown will prevent you from ever trying to free yourself because you create all kinds of monsters. You begin to think of all the horrible things that could happen to you, and that's enough to prevent you from trying to better your life. Some take a few steps toward their freedom, but quickly retreat back to the known. They may have gathered enough courage to quit their job, but begin to fear the responsibility that they immediately feel for their own well-being. There are only two paths that you can take at this point. Either retreat back to your old job or believe in yourself and your ability to make your dreams come true. When you leave the comfort of the known, no matter how uncomfortable it is, it's still a comfort in it. You don't know if you'll be able to pay your bills or feed your children or if you'll be alone when you make it to your destination. You don't know, just like the slaves. Your fears will say, you're trying to become an entrepreneur? Who do you think you are? Do you know what's waiting for you out there? And sometimes you listen to the voice of your fear and negativity. You start believing that if you try to better your life, you'll be eaten by the alligators that wait for you in those unknown waters. Every slave has to overcome their fear in order to free themselves. And we are all slaves to a consciousness of fear because we've been bred on it. Someone else is benefiting from our condition. The greatest of all fears is the fear of death. And death is also an illusion because we are eternal beings. But most of us don't know that either. The worst that can happen to you is death. It was the greatest price to be paid for the freedom of the Black people in North America. Many faced that fear and overcame it. Some paid the highest price in order to give a future to generations to come. They risked their lives to be free, to run to an unknown land, to a future that was unimaginable. They knew that they would be responsible for their lives. Some didn't want to take on that responsibility because life might have been terrible, but at least they knew they would eat, even if it was just crumbs. At least they knew how cold it got in the southern winters. They knew all the horrors of their life, but in order to change that, they had to face their fears, and that was too much for many of them. The majority stayed in slavery, while a minority faced their fears and freed themselves. It's always a minority that creates change. If all of my ancestors allowed their fears to control them, I would not be speaking to you today. I am free because someone else was willing to give up the known, to venture into the unknown. Today, we don't have to literally face death in order to free our minds. We just have to let go of the negative beliefs that keep us in bondage. This is a mental bondage. Those negative beliefs limit us from living a life of true freedom and happiness. Freedom always has a price, and you must be willing to let go of something in order to receive something new. It's scary, and for some, the fear of the unknown will prevent them from taking that journey. They just can't believe that a better life awaits them. Today, we don't have to face a physical journey like the one that my ancestors faced. We face a spiritual journey, but we must still overcome our fear of the unknown. You must empower yourself with knowledge in order to free yourself mentally and physically. For example, if you want to start your own business, learn new skills and perfect your trade before you step out on faith. The more you prepare yourself mentally for the journey, the less fear you will have. Trust your heart and learn how to listen to it. But as soon as your heart begins to show you which way you must go, your fear will pop up. It comes to prevent you from succeeding and finding your joy, happiness, love, success, good health, and anything else you want. Fear is your enemy, and the way you overcome it is by following your heart and trusting in the benevolence of the universe. Trust your angels and the Creator. Believe that good things can and will happen to you. Know that you will find true love and happiness, and stop thinking about all the bad experiences you've had in the past. That's what's messing you up. The more you think about them, the more you will draw them to you. Focus your thoughts on what you want, and when you begin to face your fears, they will melt away because they are really an illusion. You are the only one who gives them power over you. Fear is false evidence appearing real. It's all smoke and mirrors. The world has been enslaved through a consciousness of fear. You will never know how wonderful and free your life can be if you continue to live in fear. You have to trust at some point, and you have to develop your faith if you are going to take this journey. You are going to face lots of unknowns, but your faith will get you through. You must decide if you're willing to accept a life that is limiting and filled with scarcity and all the things that you fear, or if you will be a pioneer and follow your heart. If you will take the journey to free yourself and create the life of your dreams. Only a minority of people ever do that. Freedom has its price, and that price is overcoming fear. Thank you for taking the time out of your busy day to listen to this podcast. I appreciate you so very much. Please remember to share this episode with someone you know it will resonate with. Until our next show, be love, peace, and good health.
We appreciate you taking the time to join us for this episode of Awaken the Healing, Reclaim Your Life. Once you've subscribed to the podcast, be sure to visit us at awakenthehealing.com for more ways to maximize your potential for greatness. We look forward to helping you understand your purpose next time on Awaken the Healing, Reclaim Your Life.
You can do whatever you want, just believe in it, believe in it.